All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Donut Dan says, if you were Jason Kelce, would you play as hard as you did before the relationship with her? I'm assuming you mean Travis. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she would affect my playing ability. I would think that I'm old, which Kelce is, and now he's married. So, I don't know. It's just one more thing to focus on. That means you might have less focus while playing football. That happens all the time. Let's see here. Donut Dan says, nothing against men or women, but relationships and family change athletes, changes athletes' competitiveness for sure. Oh, yeah, and it's just because it occupies your time. Your headspace is a little bit different. And I mean, Kelce's playing a very risky game. I cannot imagine why for the life of him, of me, that he would play. Anybody who has something going on. I mean, like if I'm an NFL player, I think that they are cut from the cloth to just continue to try to be a peak performer. I can't believe Tom Brady was as successful as he was for as long as he was, because at some point it's like, God, I don't even care anymore. I got all the money in the world. Let me get the fuck out of this. I have immense respect for rich people who continue to perform well in sports, despite the fact that they risk their lives every time they play the game. Okay, there is a pause in the action on this show. I have to go to the boys' room. So that's exactly what's going to happen now. Stand by. I will be back. I have the music on repeat. Welcome back. I'm welcoming you. Madison has officially flown the coop and has moved out of the house. Madison and Ash. That was the plan. They were waiting the start of their lease. The lease began. Off they go. So they're out. It is back to Pooh Bear, EZ, and the NFK in this house. Sad to see them go. But, you know, it's time to move on. I'm curious, though. I have a, you know, because it happens from time to time where your kids will move out and then they'll, like, move back in. Some of you may have grown up in a setting where mom and dad are like, yeah, you can't come home. Like, they actually say, no. I don't know if I could do that. I can't do I can't make the hard decisions. You know, some folks are like, fend for yourself, figure it out. I wish I could do that. Excuse me. But I'm not wired that way. Like whenever I get a family member, like let's say Jim calls me up and says, Dad, I need some money. I'm like, yeah, of course. And then whenever I say that, somebody cringes. They go, oh, you can't do that. What is wrong with you? It's like feeding a cat. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I have to. No, you don't, EZ. Donut Dan says, I have one that's 40. That I have to say no to very soon. I think 40 is the limit for me, EZ. You love your kids, though. You'll do anything for your kids. Megan says, Bruce kills me back there as he's laying on his back. It's awesome. It's hilarious. Man Bun Chris says, isn't that the point of family? Help each other out when needed. Precisely. I love the fact that Donut Dan is just here, Dan. And it's always good to remind myself and the audience that your existence and knowing me and you creating the Dirty Donut bike race, gravel bike race, the premier gravel bike race in the state of Michigan, in my opinion, led me to being the race announcer for that race. And it led me to a moment in time where I wandered away from the race starting finish line or whatever, where we gave away the awards, to have to go to the potty inside of the school grounds, the building, Martin High School, where the event took place. And that moment in time, when I was in the main hall of the school, looking at my phone, drinking some water because it was a hot day, taking a break from the heat, and thinking to myself as I'm looking at my phone, there's a foul smell, a fungus among us. And I'm like, where is that? I'm like, what is happening? And I in my brain, I'm like, that's not fart. That's feces. This is, you know, very intense. And I hear, oh my God, that's shit. Human shit. I look, puzzle pieces fitting together. I see this guy, he's got a chair. He's going to put it over the shit so people won't step in it. A person has shit on the fucking floor. Another person has stepped in it, and now it's tracked for several yards. A little bit less with each step as the shit falls off the bottom of the shoe and smashes onto the fucking floor with the juice. And then I'm like, oh my God. Is it me? I mean, I know I didn't shit, but did I step in this shit? And I look at my shoe, and I didn't. I did not. But it was all, I was in the zone of shit here, this area. I know I've mentioned this story many times, but it still blows my mind. First of all, that happened. But then as I'm walking away out of the building, I'm excited. I'm so excited because I have to deliver this news. And I knew that this is going to go down in history as an all-timer. I get to break the news to the race director, Dan, he grinds. He puts on a great race, and he's got these amazing volunteers. And he's standing at that table where I am doing my thing, and I go, hey, breaking news. And it's Dan, this lady who is a volunteer. Her and her husband own a business that sponsor it, Farmers Insurance. And she's one of the volunteers because she's associated with the race. And her, I think, nephew, those three. And I go, Dan, I got breaking news. What is it? I go, there is a disaster in the hallway. A human being has shit on the floor of the hallway of the high school. And someone has stepped in it, and there's a disaster zone of human feces throughout the main hall of the high school. And this is his face. He's sizing me up to see if I'm making that up. I go, Dan, I'm not fucking with you. There's shit in there right now. And then the nephew starts cackling in this ridiculous laugh. He could not control himself. He's probably like 19. He's going, this maniacal, crazed laugh. Oh my God. I go, Dan, you got to get in there. He's floored. He can't believe it. I could have knocked him over with a feather. He gets on the phone and has to say, and I, this is what I hear. Hey, I need an assist. Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. Someone shit on the floor. No, in the school. Oh, person. Not a dog. Someone shit on the floor and someone else stepped in it and it's smashed and it's over by the trophy case. No, I know it's, but I need you to clean it. Can you do me a solid and clean this for me? I know. No, I would be forever indebted if you go and clean that. Can you do that for me? I don't know who that was that he spoke to. Dan, who was that person? We could do a whole, you know how like, when September 11th happened, a year later, they had a big ceremony at Ground Zero or whatever the fuck. We could do a whole, moment of silence. We could talk about, you know, where were you when? Have video clips of, tell me how it made you feel. Are you over it? I mean, try to pin down who actually shit on the floor. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, what was your reaction when he told you, Dan? He was silence. He was stunned. And then he's like, I don't think you're kidding, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm not, Dan. It's there right now. Stand by. Pardon me. Donut Dan says, the story is almost as good as some of those completely awesome dude Shadoway clips, EZ. Dan says it was his middle son who cleaned it up after finding a mop, and we could do an entire reenactment show on it like 48 Hours did. Okay, let me ask you this. So the mop, what was the technique? Did he get like a bag, like you when you're picking up dog shit, and you know, pick up the large mass of it where you can feel the give in between your fingers, and then mopped it up? Or did he take the mop and just, was he smearing around the pile of shit? What was the mop technique of your son? He says, I did not ask questions, just trusted the process, LOL. We need to get him on the show. Can we maybe interview, what is his first name? Can we maybe interview your son when we get closer to the event, honoring that moment where, you know, our first responders rushed in to clean up the shit? Dan says, trust the process. Just trusted the process. And Chris finds that funny. Trust the process, LOL. You know, I like that you turn to your most trusted companion, your son. Like when in your time of need, you reached out to him. And, you know, he's like, tie a rope and hang on, Dad. I got this. I got you. Tyler says, when everyone ran away from the shit, Dan's son ran toward it. He did. He was that fireman that was walking up the stairs with the hose. Dan says his son is Andrew. He lives in Kansas. And he used a mop many times as a longtime Army veteran. So those skills came back around for this. Now, I'm guessing that in his time of service in the military, no matter what he did, whether it was the tip of the spear in Iraq or Afghanistan, the trauma that he endured cleaning up the shit was worse than anything that he endured in the military. I want you to gently bring up with Andrew the possibility of me interviewing him at some point when we get closer to the honorary 1 year anniversary of Shitgate at the school. And we could get Dan's son Andrew on from Kansas. Or maybe we can interview him next year if he's at the race. I'll bring my microphone and I can do a interview with Andrew about what was going through your mind when you got that call from your dad that some monster had shit on the floor of Martin High School. Dan says he has for sure been in some shitty situations, pardon the pun. I just added to his PTSD, unfortunately. Yeah, that's, you sure did. But I think he needs to understand that he needed a savior, or you needed a savior, and he was it. All right. My God. Never forget. Never forget. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a whole slew of sponsors that make my show possible. And I'm going to rattle off a large number of them right now because I've been talking to you for quite some time and haven't done any of my of these moments where we discuss the sponsors. TC Paintball is first today. I have a paintball war, number 25, coming up, the September Slaughter, on Saturday, September 6th. It starts at 5 p.m. Hang out with me on a Saturday night. We haven't done a Saturday one. This is, I think, our first ever Saturday night paintball event, Saturday afternoon slash evening. 5 p.m. at TC Paintball, September 6th. The Mexicans are going to be there and the Hondurans, so that's awesome. I love them so much. It's like a family affair. They bring their wives and their kids. It's wonderful. Free pizza party from BC Pizza to get our event started. All the pizza and soft drinks that you can have and the breadsticks. That's fun. And when you pay $35, you get the paintball gun. You get the paint. You get the mask. You get the field time. We'll play indoors unless the weather is horrible. And you can be part of it. Let me know that you're going so you can hit RSVP on the Facebook post pinned to the top of my Facebook fan page or just reach out to me, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. That just reminds me I got to reach out to the tarantula farmer, Mitch. Hey, Siri. Yeah, I'll just do it after. I don't want to do it now. So there you go. Or you can book your own event at TC Paintball, tcpaintballgr.com. Man Bun Chris says, I miss the Rick segments in his traffic rants. Can we do axe throwing and book online? No. Kuiper says, September 6th, is that also Waylon at the Balloon Fest? Yes, it is. I'll be booked solid. I'll drive from the paintball event to the Waylon Balloon Festival for another event, the reunion of Waylon. I'm not even going home. Kuipers, you can go with me. Kuipers, we can be like paintball slash Waylon buddies. Megan says, whatever happened to not a drug dealer, Dale? Dale's doing great. I just talked to him via text. He wants to get together for dinner. He's still going strong with his pressure washing slash restaurant hood cleaning business. He's doing wonderful. Still clean and sober, and has totally turned his life around. We're fortunate that he's done that. He's fortunate. Good for him. Excuse me. All right. So there you go. That's all at TC Paintball, thanks to them. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. What a great business. Speaking of Megan, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Their phone number is 616-532-6600. Call and get on their radar, or just drop your vehicle off and say, I don't know what's wrong with it. Or maybe you need an oil change or new spark plugs or your tires rotated or whatever it is, or something more serious. They can help you keep your car running the way it's supposed to be. ervines.com. That's ervines.com for any car, hybrid, or EV. They have free loaner cars, so you don't have to worry about anybody carting you around. Thank you to Irvines, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance says, if you are an Easy Show audience member and you fit one of these criteria, either your boss does not offer you health care, you are in between jobs, perhaps a small business owner, you own your own business, you need health care. Frank can help you get your health care through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Now, anybody can do that, but have Frank do it. It's going to save you time. It's going to save you money. His services are free. Why run the risk of screwing up the form? Have Frank do it for you. He does not get paid by you. He gets paid by insurance companies. Other folks who can get a healthcare.gov policy are folks who their employer's healthcare plan costs them 9.75% or more of their pay. If that's you, that's a loophole that you can access healthcare.gov policies, which, frankly, are better options for you than what your boss is going to be offering you. Your boss has a policy that you can have, probably good, better, best options, but that's it. The three options with the one provider. They all might suck. When you get insurance through healthcare.gov, you've got dozens of healthcare companies offering you their products and their policies, and you get to pick and choose. Frank will find the best one for you. So there you go. Buyinsurancehere.com is the website. Buyinsurancehere.com. Damn, I got a lot more sponsors to get to. I got Catholic Charities, Kuiper Tree Care. Let me hammer these out. Catholic Charities, West Michigan, they just got on board with this show, and they're making a strong push to try to make someone reach out to them with an interest in being a foster family. There are foster kids all over the area that need a family to say, yeah, I think we would like to have a foster child in our care while the mom or dad or both get through whatever it is they're getting through so that they can take care of their own kids. Now, I wish this was a happy ending, which ended in stories of, yeah, they all turn it around, you know, or whatever. Doesn't always happen. You need to think about this, or you need to wrap your mind around the idea of doing this for a young person if this has interested you in the past. All children need a family to support them when things happen to prevent them from remaining in the care of their biological parents. As you know, when a child is removed from a home, it's very, very, very traumatic. Providing a stable family environment like you have would help that person, that young person, providing love and consistency for kids who need it most. Catholic Charities also provides assistance with food programs, a no-cost baby boutique, adoption, counseling, parenting classes, and foster care programs. I want you to reach out to my friend Bernadette Joyce at Catholic Charities today if you want some information, if you're willing to find out a little bit about how this works, this is how you do this. It's information finding only. Reach out by calling Bernadette at 616-915-4695. 616-915-4695, or emailing Bernadette, letter B, Joyce, B-J-O-Y-C-E, B, Joyce, at ccwestmi.org. Okay. What next? Oakland Auto Detail. They want to clean your car inside and out. Reach out, call or text Eric Powie or Kristen Powie today. 616-510-3470. Please follow them on Facebook. They really want people to follow on Facebook, so they asked me to try to get you to follow them on Facebook, and I'm sure a lot of you already have. When you follow them on Facebook, he starts to see, oh, okay, these are easy audience members. Thank you. Or if you even want, follow and comment on one of his videos, which I know some of you have already. Thank you. I love this video. I follow the EZ show. He brought me here. Thank you for that. You're really helping me when you do that, because then he knows that the message is getting out there and people are knowing about it, are learning about him. If you want him to clean your car inside and out, 616-510-3470. He does one car a day. 616-510-3470 for Oakland Auto Detail. Stand by. I need water. That was embarrassing. Kind of missed my mouth there. Megan says, hole in your lip. Har, har. Maureen wants to go foaling. Yeah, I got to reach out to those folks. Foaling with the gift certificate we won at Trivia. I think you won at the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance thing. Isn't that right? Maureen says we should go before the snow flies, Megan. It expires March 1, 2026. Actually, 2029. Wow, that's a great gift certificate. All right. I have a lot more to get to today. I have an update on the wrestler Psycho Stu. Psycho Stu was the local independent wrestler. And he got beat up by Raja Jackson. We played it the other day on the show. Raja Jackson is the son of MMA legend Rampage Jackson. Raja had been working on this independent wrestling organization, and he was pissed off. If you want to see all this, go to yesterday's podcast. Just click the links. He was pissed off because Psycho Stu hit him in the head with a can, like a soda can. I don't know if it was empty or full. Now, Psycho Stu was like, yeah, that was part of a work, but Rampage didn't see it that way, but there was a video of Psycho Stu saying, yeah, it was. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. They shook hands. And then the third guy said, yeah, a lot of the times this is all a work, what happens backstage. Raja is new to the wrestling scene. He's just learning. Young guy. Well, despite the apology, which we watched that, he wasn't sorry. He wanted to kill the guy. And during the match, we saw him pick him up and then body slam him or whatever the fuck. It was a rock bottom kind of like. And then got on him and just started punching the shit out of him. Like real punches. And he knocked out Psycho Stu. and busted out his teeth, and he was bleeding everywhere. He got like 20 punches in. Other wrestlers jump on the guy like, "What, Jesus fuck, what are you doing, Raja?" And then that ends. So this guy's fucked up. It's going to work out, though. He's going to recover. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Somebody has started a GoFundMe for Psycho Stu. Stu was in the military, I guess. And so he's got, you know, everybody who's in the military, he looks like a nice guy, big smile. Here he is here with his cowboy hat and his lovely better half. Here he is in character. So he's doing that whole, I'm an American, you know, thing. That's part of his character. He does have PTSD. You can see here, Mr. Beast has just given $10,000. That is the world famous YouTuber. All the stars are aligning for Psycho Stu. As there's $141,721 raised. Psycho Stu's wife originally had like a $5,000 goal. And then, but you got to understand, you're going to blow by that one. Because, you know, he's a veteran and he has PTSD. All veterans have PTSD. Like when you agree, when you go into the recruiting office and then you go there and then the recruiting officer just lies to your face and tells you about how great the Army is. And then you go, wow, this is awesome. And then you sign on the dotted line. When you go home, then you have PTSD. You already have PTSD. If you don't serve in combat, you still have PTSD. Boot camp causes PTSD. The regiment, all the rules, causes PTSD. Add to the fact that he's probably very popular, Psycho Stu, with our MAGA brothers and sisters. So they're going to step up. And one of the reasons why they're going to step up is because Psycho Stu got attacked by a black guy. So, I mean, now that's nonsense. But the racists that love Psycho Stu are probably going to dig deep into their pockets. and help him out. And Stu is not a racist, and from what I know. But of the $141,721, I'm going to venture to guess that 95% of the money raised is from Klan members. Psycho Stu's wife says on August 23rd, he was involved in an unscripted assault that has left him in the hospital with intense recovery needed to regain good health. He's a U.S. Army veteran who used wrestling as an outlet to deal with his PTSD. That is perfect to write that. This incident has not only caused major physical harm, but will also disrupt his career inside the ring and outside of it. Any donation will be used to cover uncovered medical expenses, recovery support, loss of income. Thank you so much for everyone's support as we get through these trying times. All these comments. Brian writes, thank you so much for your service, white power. Sergey says, I hope you recover soon, white power. So this is awesome. I won't be surprised if it approaches $1 million before you know it. I think it would be a good thing if the WWE really wanted to capitalize on the attention of Psycho Stu getting beaten up by Raja, is to hire them both and start a storyline. You got to make some lemonade here. It'd be a great storyline for the WWE to bring these guys in and give them top-notch training, maybe with their skills now already establish a work. But, yeah, if I'm Vince, I'm on it. Chris says you get issued PTSD when you swear in. Yeah. Chris is a combat veteran, if I'm not mistaken. Dan says, make him the new Sergeant Slaughter in the WWE. Chris, didn't you get a Purple Heart? I think you are a Purple Heart recipient. I know you're not one to like flaunt it, but I'm pretty, maybe you or your brother, someone in the Caterberg family is a Purple Heart recipient. And I'm not 100% sure as to what Chris did in the military. I mean, hell, me just asking him if he's a combat veteran, if he actually saw like that type of action, is probably going to cause him to go bananas, and he's going to slick slaughter his dog and spin out and lose his mind, and it's going to be all fucked up. So my apologies. Is that a bad thing to ask a military guy if they saw combat? Okay, the brother is a Purple Heart recipient. You were in the military. You were in the Army, though, right? I'm not making that up. I want to update the story of the Rhode Island chick who was the assistant attorney general. Last week we talked about this, and her dumb girlfriend were out in front of a restaurant making a scene, and the restaurant said, can you please leave? There's like a maitre d' stand right out front. Hey, get out of here. We got business to do. And she's like, yeah, fuck you. So they call the cops on her. Cops are like, ma'am, you got to move. And she's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And they ended up arresting her, and her friend had a big meltdown. But this chick was like, I'm an AG. You can't do this to me. I told you to turn your body camera off. You got to follow my rules. And he's like, shut up. Okay, this is the latest about this crazy bitch.
I want you to turn your body cam off. Protocol is that you turn it off. As a citizen request, it's to turn it off.
By the way, that's not true. It's only true if you aren't the perpetrator. And she is. So she got that wrong.
So they want you guys to leave?
Yes, we're
going. Let's just leave.
That's how the Newport Police interaction with Assistant Attorney General Devin Hogan Flanagan started Thursday night.
Well, we'll talk over here, okay?
It was outside the Clark Cookhouse where police were called. Here's an officer talking to the host.
You guys just want to know, do you want him trespassed?
Anything we can do. Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass.
Yeah. He's pleading. He puts his hands together. Anything we can do just to get these crazy bitches out of here.
The conversation between police, Hogan Flanagan, and her friend, Veronica Hannon, only escalated.
So you're trespassed, so we got to leave now. Unless you want to be in
there. We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing.
You're
number one, number two.
What did I just say to you?
Number one, number two.
I don't
want to
arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two
is. So let's leave.
That,
we got
to
go.
But the protocol is, and your protocol is, if I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's bull. Lawyer stuff, so that's not true.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a let's go. We're going.
Let's go.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
What?
Officers then
talking to the husband. Get your children out.
Handcuffed Hogan Flanagan.
I'm an AG.
She says almost a dozen times she's an AG.
But you're gonna regret this.
Yeah.
Her friend didn't go quietly either.
Take your hands off me!
Even slipping out of handcuffs the first time.
No!
And trying to keep the police cruiser door open with her feet.
Hey, kick off those shoes. Okay. There is an update. I don't know if I have it. Jesus Christ. She's been suspended. Why did that take so long? She's been placed on unpaid leave for 6 months, her boss, the attorney general, said. Flanagan mistreated the Newport, Rhode Island Police Department and embarrassed herself, the office said, and frankly, me. Said Attorney General Peter F. Narana. He said he met with Flanagan on Monday and told her she was placed on unpaid leave for 6 months. Wow. I sincerely hope she takes the time to reflect on the seriousness of her conduct and make corrective changes in her life. She has a long road ahead of her, but I believe this is that in the long run, our worst moments can inspire us to become better people. That's a great statement. Narana said this in an interview on the radio. She's really remorseful and takes responsibility and that doesn't surprise me, knowing who she is. So I guess she was just caught up in the moment. This guy might assume that, or he's like, I like it because he's given her a shot to win it back, but still she's not getting paid for 6 months. So it's in my opinion, a strong punishment. It's quick that he gave it to her. She's had to think about it. He's left her twisting in the wind for a fucking week. And he finally lowers the boom, and she's going to pay for it. I mean, she might quit. I don't know, but I'm sure that's a pretty good job, being Assistant Attorney General in Rhode Island. And he said, yeah, it's nonsense. I think she should make a statement, too, about how wrong she was. Piano Finger Banger says, I love when they pull the don't you know who I am card and it totally backfires. Donut Dance says, all she has to do is say she has a drinking problem and is seeking help, apologize to the officers and the department, and she will get her job back. Yeah, well, interestingly, she does have it. I mean, unless they decide to fire her after the 6 months, which would be a total pain in the ass. But no, I'm with you on that. This actually worked out. And if you're the cop, you're like, ah, this is great. Cracker Barrel is in the news. They are getting rid of the new logo. They're turning tail after the backlash. I guess Trump made a comment about it. I didn't see that comment, that the comment that Trump made. Trump had said Cracker Barrel should go back to the old logo. He says they should go back to the old logo, admit a mistake based on customer response, and manage the company better than ever before. The struggling country theme restaurant chain and road trip staple is backtracking on the new logo that drew a right-wing backlash and tanked the chain's stock. If the last few days have shown us anything, it's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel, the company posted on its website Monday. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. Now, translated, the line in the last few days, if the last few days have shown us anything, is how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel. No, they don't care about Cracker Barrel. And you should have written, in the last few days have shown us how deeply racist you all are. Because they got rid of the white guy, the MAGA Republicans, the hillbillies, have canceled you. One of you said earlier in the show, canceled culture. Cancel culture has gone away. It hasn't. This is it right here. Except it's more effective when MAGA does it. MAGA people who want to cancel Cracker Barrel like this, they don't have a lot going on with their lives. So they're fucking locked in on this. Cracker Barrel with the statement, you've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. You're right. So what they want to say there is, we'll always be a restaurant for you racists. So now they need to double down and go with, instead of the going back, they need to have the old man on the logo. What's his name again? Oscar? Horace? Herschel. They got to have Herschel beating up a black dude. Then they'll make up all those losses from when the stock tanked. That stock nosedive more than 12% in one day. Trump is right, though. He says they got $1 billion worth of free publicity if they play their cards right, he said on Tuesday. Very tricky to do, but a great opportunity. Have a major new news conference today. Make Cracker Barrel a winner again. Cracker Barrel said Monday that it has not forgotten Uncle Herschel, who many people believed over the years was the figure seen leaning against the barrel in the logo. The Cracker Barrel debacle is another culture war topic stoked by right-wing influencers. Yeah, you don't fuck with these people. I agree with you. They have devastating power. I think there have been enough examples of when these assholes lock in, they can fuck shit up. I've tasted that a little bit myself. When that crazy bitch rallied her troops, her Moms for Liberty troops, and called my sponsors. Now, some of them told her and them to go fuck themselves, like Joe Martinez. But not everybody. There was one company that two companies that bailed on me because of the backlash from when I said that that Moms for Patriots bitch's daughter is probably gonna grandma's gonna walk in on her chowing on a muff, and that blew up in my face. Social media users have disagreed about this. Cracker Barrel was the only place that I would ever stop. No mob fights. Now, what that person means is no black people. A fun, corny atmosphere and delicious food when you're hungry and tired. Right-wing actor James Woods said on X, I'll never step foot in one again. So, Cracker Barrel is now bending over and taking it right in the keister. My God. Megan says there will be MAGA merch in Cracker Barrel soon. Piano Finger Banger says these are the same snowflakes that get offended over rainbow sidewalks. Yeah. Did you see that one? Outside of the Pulse nightclub, they put a rainbow thing on the crosswalk. That was that where that mass shooting took place and all those people, all those gay people died. So, I mean, if you're going to put a rainbow flag on the crosswalk, it's going to be in front of the gay nightclub. And people got pissed off and they like painted over it and said, fuck you, white power. And Ron DeSantis said, yeah, I support the people. You can't do that anymore. It's crazy. Donut Dan says, total Bud Light deal here. We all know that Denny's is for 2 a.m. drunk fights and Cracker Barrel is for a total redneck country feel. Precisely. Don't fuck with that shit. Megan, just subscribe with Prime. And says, what the fuck is that sub thing? Sorry. So, when you link up your Amazon Prime account with Twitch, that's what you've done there. So when you did that, it lets everybody know and you get like a star on your forehead. You get like internet Twitch points. All right. I could not wait to get to that story. It's remarkable to me. So now the MAGAs are taking a victory lap and they're going to go to Cracker Barrel. And if you're Cracker Barrel, you're going to see their stock go up. Cracker Barrel stock today. All right. Pardon me. Let's go back 5 days here. The day that it dropped. All right. Let me show you this. Here you go. August 14th, $62.55. Word starts to, you know, go around that they're changing the sign. And then this was the big day right here. August 20 to August 21, $5 hit, continues to slide. Ultimately, it drops to $54.27 from a previous high of $62.55. Here, this is Monday, August 25th. It's at its lowest. Tuesday, the word starts to go around that they're going back to white power. And now it's back up to $62.49. It's down 6 cents from its previous high. That is the power of racism. Wow. This is going to be an example. Okay. Now, none of this is true. They weren't trying to eliminate racism. They just wanted to redo their sign. They weren't going woke or anything, as people like to say. I don't know, but I don't know what the reason is, but it wasn't that. But all you need is one asshole to suggest that, and it's going to work. Wow. You know what I love about the my audience is my MAGA friends here, they know what's up. All right? I've already explained to them where I stand, and they're okay with that. They love me. What a turnaround. What a bizarre drop and then rise to the top. Matt says lower stock prices or smash windows, loot, and rape. So that's what Matt's saying there. He's saying us MAGA folks, we're just going to go and hit them in the pocketbook. When a place like Cracker Barrel makes us think that they're less racist, we hit them in the pocketbook. And then Matt is suggesting that blacks smash windows, loot, and rape. That's what he's saying there. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with anything he says. All right. Matt says, exactly. It only hurt Cracker Barrel. Correct, but it wasn't their design to eliminate. It wasn't like it was the narrative of they're taking white people out of Cracker Barrel, which is not the case. That narrative was created and they believed it. That's why it was so fucking effective. Nick's here. He writes, I'm not eating at Cracker Barrel either way. Bland ass boomer food. 100% right. All right. Before we get to the asshole of the day, and I need your nominations, thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them at KuiperTreeCare.com. Their number is 616-828-8225. 616-828-8225. If you have a tree down, maybe you want to get rid of a tree and have the stump ground down. Maybe how about some tree trimming or tree risk assessment? They take care of it for you at Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. There's two more weekends of racing at Berlin. They're off this weekend. Next weekend, there's races on Friday and Saturday. You can get tickets for both events for $25. That's a savings. What would be a $30 ticket for both those is $25 when you buy in advance on the website by 11:59 p.m. on the 4th of September. That's when you have to have your tickets purchased by. I will be there on Saturday the 13th for another Eric Zane uninformed track announcer moment. That is the Coleman Lutz 500 when Coleman and Matt H. and their families join me at the racetrack. Tickets at BerlinRaceway.com. King's Room Barbershop, if you want to get a haircut. Three locations in West Michigan, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Grand Rapids or Wyoming. Mention me, please, when you head in to King's Room Barbershop. Their website is kingsroom.net. For hours of operation, exact locations, and a haircut's going to set you back $21 at King's Room Barbershop plus tip. Numerous nominations are rolling in. If you have one, please include it in the chat. Thank you to Adam Kasari. You can bang on his door if you need a realtor. Perhaps you're selling your home or you'd like to buy one. Adam can help you every step of the way. 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Who is the asshole of the day? Bob says, asshole of the day, rat face, trailer park skank, T Swift. Taylor Swift does not win the asshole of the day. I don't understand why you don't like her. Maureen says, Bob, your Taylor Swift description always cracks me up. Badger thinks that book club members are trolling me, so he nominates book club members. I don't know that they are. I didn't notice that. Rebecca says, asshole of the day is Bob for calling T. Swift a skank. Alan nominates Anthony Jeselnik for recommending the book Martyr. Let's see. I do have one. I have narrowed it down. It's lengthy, though. It might be our most wordy Asshole of the Day award ever. But I like it. And I was assisted in this by Colt, who writes, Taylor fans who can't control their emotions are the assholes of the day. There, we said it. We did it. Thank you, folks. Bob says, I don't like Taylor Swift. Says, I prefer Katy Perry, although she's rather dumb also. I don't know how dumb either of those people are. To me, they're pretty brilliant. You realize they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know if unemployed Bob in PA can accuse two multimillionaires and or a billionaire of being dumb. You're gonna have to do better than that as to why you dislike Taylor Swift. I mean, I get it. It's crazy that people get so into it, but I need a legit reason, ding dong. All right, have a good one, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.